Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Bachman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, George Binks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McCann. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill McCann. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Metkovich moves to third. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metkovich scores. Mitchell moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to second. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Feller moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKen fields it and throws to first for the out. Feller moves to third. Metkovic moves to second. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bachman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Binks, who is chasing the ball. Bachman reaches third base with a triple. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Juist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juist is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Juist hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Feller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metkovic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Feller moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to third for the out. Metkovic moves to second. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Metkovic moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bachman hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson scores. One out. It's 4-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gordon moves to third. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Gordon scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0. Indians. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Feller. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Joost applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovic who is chasing the ball. Majeski reaches third base with a triple. Dick Adams pinch hits for Bill McCann. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Majeski scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Metkovic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for George Binks. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Vallo now playing right field. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bachman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Feller bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Bachman moves to second. 2 outs. George Metkovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovic is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Metkovic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bachman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.